Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. Doing an urgent update with the Ghost. Ghost, it's, you know, a few videos back, about 5 days ago, I have a timestamp where I'm talking about a scary event needs to happen with the deep state. And it looks like we're here. After the J6 got exposed, I knew they had to pull the plug on something or steal the media cycle somehow, get the ball moving faster. Are we seeing that right now with the bank failures, and are we going to expect bank runs? What's going to happen, Ghost?
Well, I think you're seeing. I haven't talked to you in so long. It's been a long time. What you're seeing, look at it right now. You're seeing, look over here, don't look over there. All right, pay attention to this. Don't pay attention to SVB. SVB is one that made it above the surface. But look at that bank, it's Silicon Valley Bank. Look at who their depositors are, which I did earlier. Some of their depositors that have a lot of money tied up with them. And I mean enough to hurt their company in a bad way. You know, and I saw Roblox was one of them, actually. I'm thinking, oh boy, I hope nothing happens to them because my 7-year-old will be pissed off. But this is what we're looking at right now. It's classic. Why? You know, I was talking with a good friend, mutual friend, actually, of ours this morning, and he made a great point. The releases on Tucker were fantastic, but look at the timing. Look at the timing of everything. Now, what we're dealing with economically began in 87. That's when it all really began. And that's when the fiat system was then put into overdrive. And then we had a great decade, didn't we, in the 90s. A lot of people made a lot of money. A lot of people did very well in just about any sector. Tech even went beyond its capabilities at that time in raising money, billions. You know, $1 billion for a GeoCities or something like that, or however much they brought in, I can't remember. And it turns out to be, you know, just a bunch of hot air from a couple of kids right out of school. So you had all these gambling, I call them fiat gambling equations, were put into play. So you could do a number of things with a large, if you had control of large amounts of money, that ordinarily would, if people understood that the mechanics behind it, would be going, that's, you know, effing insane. Why would you do that? Well, there was always a certain segment of the, let's say, top tier banking community that was, they're willing to go out on any ledge, as long as they can cover it, as long as they can cover it up, it fails. But something like this was re-energized with a wonderful term. I love the euphemisms they come up with, quantitative easing, in 2008. Well, definition of that is print more money, create more money out of thin air, just print it. It'll be on the books. We can play with it. We can support the banks through these nefarious mechanisms that really don't support banking in the long run, as it has traditionally been. Usually winds up in what we're seeing now. We know that the stock market is mostly run by computers, very amazing computers, and so fast to the point that if your building can be closer to the mainframes at the stock exchange and you've got a you know, a 1 millisecond lead over most of your competitors, that adds up to tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions every year in extra profits. So, you know, there's so much that goes into this subject. It's mind boggling. But the bottom line is, it's time to pay the piper again. And a lot of this was engineered this way, propped up for a certain time. I would think you would prop the crash up to about now, because you want to ruin somebody else's chances of getting in office, and the only office that really matters, and others getting in the smaller offices. And like Gerald Celente always says, and I've said for many, many, many years, when they've got nothing left, they take you to war. So there's going to be this push for war, but you have a lot of populations that simply do not want anything to do with this war. Ask the average poll.
When you say go to war, are you saying send troops to Ukraine? I mean, is that going to be the next step?
Yeah, because look, brought us out of the Great Depression quite rapidly. It started with us in the late 30s. Actually, we had been building up quietly in industry, preparing to retool. So you take a car plant in Detroit and you turn it into a Liberator factory. Or you create a whole new factory, these things are being done prior to the war and at the beginning of the war before we ever got involved in it. Remember, World War II started in 39, September of 39, with Germany crossing into Poland. Poland suffered enough. I think people, you know, we should leave Poland out of this one if they're going to play games with NATO and everything. But
well, I've heard Zelensky saying that America should be sending their sons and daughters to fight the war for Ukraine as well.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Zelensky. For what purpose? What is the ultimate game? What is the ultimate gain for us? I have a feeling they've got to get through one thing on this go round. If you're going to try to pull that card, you got to get past the American parent. Good luck with that. Because they're showing up.
Do you think that will be the card they play next?
They're going to try to at least ignite it. Whether they succeed or not remains to be seen. Because, yes, there is a war going on this planet, and it's the one most people are absolutely clueless to. But it's, you know, unfortunately, this is going to affect every... So however this works out, it's going to be painful in one way or actually many ways. And like I said, I've said before, nothing will be the same. It will be better eventually in the long run, but this was the only way out. Well, regardless of which side you were on of the equation, this was the only way out. Now the key is when things break, and I have no crystal ball on that, and I don't know anybody who does, but there are people inside that are indicating certain things. Why did they make this SVB bank failure known when, yeah, there's other banks who are in the same boat that they are and trying to work it out without anybody knowing. I mean, my bank the other day did something very odd, very, very odd. It was, you know, because I opt out of all these kinds of things. Said, hey, here's $500, no questions asked. Literally, no questions asked. No credit check, nothing. Here's $500, pay us back in 4 months. Why? Why would that bank? Why would? And I don't want to name the bank right now.
I think I know which bank. I think I got the same thing. Go ahead.
And what? Well, because quietly in the background, they're going through receivership discussions. They're in bankruptcy. Now, how do you get through this without failing completely? Now that SVB, if you look at the numbers, well, good luck with that, because as far as I'm concerned, that's a sunken ship. And what was the last one? WaMu or something, the last bit major bank to fail on this level with people with tens, hundreds of billions on deposit in cash and securities. And they only put a certain percentage of the smart ones, the dumb ones you could see, put a huge percentage of their money into there. And well, how are you going to work that out now? Who's going to bail you out? You're just a little software company, maybe not so little, in Silicon Valley. We're supposed to bail you out? because the bank you're working with failed? There's serious questions there, but where does that lead? If there's a cascading effect.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Failures. It leads to a bad time. And what do they always do? Yes, try to gin up a war. And everything, you can see how it's all these pieces, major pieces have been put in place. And this stuff about the mothership, that's fine. Well, there's a mothership out there. They're not hurting us, and they sure as hell aren't helping us. So we got
to
figure.
And you're referring to the mothership from Lester Holt on the
whoever's putting that out.
That there's aliens in our solar system now, and that they could be releasing UFOs. It's a size of a planet. If people aren't up to date on this, go look at Lester Holt's broadcast, and he's talking. So this is the card they're getting. I don't believe any of it. I think it's all
fabricated. I said they would play this card for years on your show since I've been coming on. I said eventually that's the card they're going to try to play.
Because and I think they're going to use
across all boundaries of culture and language and bias.
Ghost, and I think they're going to use the big influencers or the big personalities out there right now that are ahead of the UFO game. The big names out there, you know. And I'm not going to name. Yeah. They're going to use the big names.
Who, you told me about a few, but don't say much.
Yeah. And I think they're going to be used to bring this in, you know, the people that the UFO community really trust.
Yeah. Here's Luis. Here's this one. And, you know, with whether it's, you know, he was only read in so far to what he was doing. And he's very sincere about what his path he's on, because somebody's leading him on that path, or whether he's far more knowledgeable, which I think is the case. And then, you know, he seems like a great guy, honestly, but, you know, he has the perfect persona, those big sad eyes, and, hey, I was inside, and I couldn't stand anymore, and I left because the lies, and I, you know, want to, yeah, the same old story. But what they're trying to cover up when they do these things, when they give slow leaks, is all the people who are in positions that of responsibility that fear the public would be angry with them for lying for the last 70 plus years. Well, you know, I think the public is mature enough. They might throw a few FUs your way or want to know who the rest of the people are. But I don't think for that, nobody's going to be itching for blood. It's okay. Your mistakes of the past, let's change that. Let's get past that. And let's not lie so much anymore. And then you have the one official in Israel who was, I think, former head of space intelligence from Assad saying, you know, they say we're not ready for them. Well, that's nice. Give us the evidence on that. Give us the evidence on that. Whether we're too primitive and warlike, yeah, I'd agree with that. That technologically, we're not nearly as advanced as we think we are. I'd go very well along with that. But what does that have to do with changing, ultimately, what has to be changed and what these demons that walk the planet in suits do is control perception and conscience, and therefore control consciousness.
Well, they've been doing that.
I've said this for decades. I've written a number of things on this.
But Ghost, they've been playing Ancient Aliens now for the last decade or a little longer. I don't know how long it's been on there, but that was a conditioning process, correct? To get us ready for this moment.
Sure, sure, sure it was. Look how well produced it was. You don't think that somewhere in the background that ties into intel? Of course it does. But they're actually giving people real information in many respects, but they're not telling them the whole truth. Real history. You know, and I'm sorry, I don't mean anybody to be butthurt, but the world is older than 6 to 10,000 years old, no matter what you think, no matter what you believe. Again, evidence explains this to us, and it doesn't separate you from a belief in God or anything. It's simply how it's done. So what if it took 4.5 billion years for this planet to get its crap together to have us on it? And then maybe it'll decide one day it doesn't want us. Who knows? But yeah. we're doing a pretty good job of it ourselves right now. And I think this is where the rubber meets the road. I think this is where a lot of people are going to see a lot of what they heard and dismiss, because they believe their hypnotic version of the world as it is. And I don't care whether you're at the top of the food chain or at the very bottom, all of you. And there's very few who've had the glimpses to see that it's all a nonsensical, best it can be for being nonsensical, done the best it could. But we're in the beginnings, I think, of a lot of things disintegrating to be rebuilt. In other words, let's not stick with contract law so much, unless it's an absolute contract. Let's not assume contract law in the life of the individual, the private individual. Let's have natural law and contract law separately. Separately.
You think we're in the climax right now, Ghost, when all things will be coming down and all things will be, I guess we're getting ready for the pimple to pop?
Yeah, it's starting to bother. And it's about to blow up into a big old nasty zit, and then it's going to blow up. Now, if it happens as far as financially, it all depends on who's watching what decisions they're going to make, and what chatter out there from the across the internet is saying ultimately, and what their computer modeling systems are telling them. And let's hope decisions are reasonable instead of Georgia Guidestone like, where they only want $500 million left. That's all they need. You know, repair the machines that make the machines that make the machines that make the machines. That's all you got to do.
But, what do you see happening coming in this next week? I'm scared of I think the threat of bank runs are a real possibility, correct?
Yeah, and they're not going to have the cash on hand to cover a lot of runs. And in that, I would expect something like, the banking holiday of 33, just shut them down, and then they're going to ask people to kindly just deal through their accounts for the time being. So cash in and of itself is now might be a commodity for a time. Black market commodity, I'm talking about paying more for what you're getting, but that doesn't make any damn sense. How do you get it? You can't. I've been on other things for the past few weeks, and I wish I had more. I've been keeping an eye on it, but I haven't been in depth. This week I'll have the chance to get in depth with a lot of things, but I've seen enough to see that, okay, this is fitting all the patterns and the usual suspects here and across the pond.
When you say across the pond, you're talking about London?
I'm talking about London. I'm talking about, Zurich,
Switzerland,
Geneva. Yeah, Switzerland in general.
So am I right in saying that now that the J6 exposure has come out, they're moving faster?
Rabbit hole.
Let's finish this on ninoscorner.tv.
Okay, we'll finish it on there.
Let's get over there.
Folks, I can't say this.
I can't talk about that on YouTube.
Okay. Okay,
we won't. But I want to finish this interview, so this is important, Ghost. There's a lot to talk about here, so we're gonna let's finish. Let's continue. Let's end this here. I'll put this out for YouTube. So, folks, expect they're getting ready to move. Make big moves, right, Ghost? They're gonna make some big moves.
They're gonna try. So let's see what works and what doesn't at this point.
So understand that, folks. Even if you're just listening to this on YouTube, know that prepare yourself. It's good to have cash on hand. Food, prep. I mean, it's
medicines. Medicines. As much as you can. If you can get a hold of antibiotics, have them on hand. Because, if things go into a difficult period, it may only last a few months. It could last 6 months. But if you've got primarily what you need, the very basics, you're going to be okay. Trust me.
All right. So, folks, we're going to take this conversation. We're going to be talking about some some off-limit subjects on YouTube. So we're going to take this over to ninoscorner.tv. All right, Ghost, I'll see you over at ninoscorner.tv right now.
Okay.